You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Going to the phones right now, bringing on somebody who I've known for a number of years and appreciate his friendship, his service to our country, to our state. Bill Holtzclaw is a Republican running for the Alabama State Senate again. He served as the state senator for District 2 from 2010 through the 2018 timeframe. And he and I served together. We sat next to each other on the floor of the Senate for all those years. He graduated with a BS from Athens State University, but he also had a long career in the Marine Corps. And so, Bill Holtzclaw, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, my friend. I've had the good fortune of being able to listen to most of your show today. And, brother, you've been on a roll.
On a roll or on a tear? Which one was it?
Both, yeah. You're rolling and tearing. I was like, goodness. You were doing war stories, and then you shifted to this thing with the governor and that comment. You know, I had a press conference earlier, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I had a press conference earlier this week, and as one of the reporters was wrapping up, she had a microphone in my face, and she said, "Is there anything else you want to talk about?" Which is exactly what happened to Governor Ivey from what you were talking about, basically. Yeah. And I told her, "I've been trained to say no." And she laughed, and she said, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes common sense says say no. I mean, that's, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's got to be one of those things, too, like, and I'm not equating the two here, but like the Biden administration, you got to know that his press staff is sitting in the wings once in a while going, "Oh, please, God, stay on script. Please stay on script."
Exactly. I know they are.
Well, how's the race going, man? So you and Tom Butler, you got, what, 41, 42 days left to the primary, right?
Yeah, about 40, 42 days. Things are going very well, Phil. Everywhere we go, we're out visiting, talking with people. Last week, I was at the ball field watching one of my grandsons play. And you had a conversation with a guy. He recognized me there. We're both sitting there, you know, leaning on the fence, watching our kids, and you start to talk and you don't know what frame of reference to really put it in play. You know, does the guy know I ran against Tom in 2010? This is a rematch. It's just that Tom was a Democrat back in 2010. You know, what does the guy know or not know? And so I kind of start into my spiel, if you will, and you've done it as a candidate as well, you know, and he kind of cuts me off. He kind of weighs me off and he says, "Bill, I know who you are. I know who Tom is. He was a Democrat. He still votes like a Democrat. We're going to vote for you." And I looked at him and I said, "Well, I guess my work here is done." You know, I said, "I thank you. You know, is there any other questions you got? You know,
let's enjoy the game."
But Phil, seriously, we're going to the Limestone County Republican Women had a great forum earlier this week. The Republican Women of Huntsville, we've been there and spoke with them. The Republican Men's Group in Huntsville. I've got the Republican Women of Madison coming up. Widespread, incredible support is the best way to put it. Lots of folks are just happy to see me coming back. We were at the Trash Pandas opening game last night. Some folks in our section, you know, that I hadn't seen in a bit because we aren't in the same circles until we're at a ball game. You know, they come over and said, "Hey, Bill, we're so glad to see you back in. We're so happy. It's like we had a friend in Montgomery that we're going to have back, somebody that we know we can trust to do the right thing." And those are humbling things for people to share with you.
Yeah, it really is something. And they're also the encouraging things, because every once in a while you get in your bubble when you're campaigning and you're just hoping that your message is resonating. But when someone walks up and unsolicited tells you stuff like that, it can make your whole week. Saying. But so you had a press conference earlier this week. Let's talk about that for a minute. Tell me what's going on.
Sure. Well, one of the key things that I've been sitting on the sidelines watching, Phil, and I want to go back one thing. You were talking earlier about growing government and how the budgets grow and letting your listeners know a little bit about that. And I've got some of these numbers I want to share with your listeners, okay? When you and I were in office, okay, revenues in 2018 was $10.9 billion, revenues, okay? Revenues in 2021 is $13.9 billion. That's about $3.5 billion more in that 5 years. That's how they're growing government. Why aren't they cutting taxes?
No kidding.
Okay? In 2018, you and I passed a budget of $8.6 billion, combined budget, $6.6 billion to the education fund, 20 or a little over 2 to the general fund. A combined 8.6 budget is what we passed in 2018. The budget they just passed, okay, was $11 billion. Billions of dollars here, Phil. Why aren't they cutting taxes? And what I shared the other night at the Limestone County Republican Women's, I said, folks, they forgot about us. They forgot about you. And this is where I'm taking this around to is one of the key things that was introduced in this legislative session that got it got zero traction. And it's the same thing we saw when we were in office was the ability to remove the grocery tax from the state level grocery tax, which is 4%.
Yep.
And I know the Policy Institute, the Alabama Policy Institute, has written a couple of pieces on it. They were in support of a couple of different – there were three bills that introduced this last session on it, and I know that they were in support of one of them. Phil, those bills didn't even get a hearing in a committee, certainly didn't get debated. And so what I did some research and looked back to was when you and I were down there and we barely had any money, we were struggling to do anything, Senator Dow – introduced a bill to have it to look at removing the grocery tax, and Governor Bentley established a task force. And then Governor Bentley got caught, and we began the impeachment proceedings, and then he resigned, and then Governor Ivey came in, and she disbanded all of his task force. And Phil, it's never been picked up again. It's never been addressed at that level again. And so what I'm asking for, what I'm pledging, is that when we move forward here in this next legislative session, we need to follow the same path that they passed when they increased the gas tax 10 cents a gallon. And how about setting up a task force and getting all the stakeholders in place and taking this 4% tax off of groceries? I think we can do it and protect the Education Trust Fund, which is a key piece. It's always been in this. And I want to be clear about that because I know Tom Butler and his folks that are working for him are listening to this radio right now with pen in hand trying to find something that they can turn into a commercial or that they can turn into something that's going to be put in your mailbox. So I want to be clear. I'm asking for a task force that we're going to get all the stakeholders together in a room. We're going to hammer out the details following the same process that they followed to increase the gas tax. But we're going to take 4% off the grocery tax, and we're going to protect the education budget at the same time because the revenues are there. We need to stop government growth, and we need to return the money to the people in our state.
And let me jump in there real quick, Bill.
And everything else.
Let me jump in there real quick on this too, because you know in the past every time and they did it again most recently this year. In the time every time they want to talk about maybe we could do something about that grocery tax, they've always got to caveat it by offsetting it by saying we'll raise something over here or take away a deduction over here in order to accommodate the supposed loss in revenue. But this year, you're right. The record levels of revenues, you have to look at it at some point and say, when do you have enough? When do you have enough of our tax dollars? How much more do you have to have? And you don't need the $465 million that comes from the grocery tax. And oh, by the way, why are we the one of only there's only a dozen states in the nation that tax groceries at all, and we're one of only three that taxes them at the highest possible rate that we can tax. And it's amazing.
Yeah, and so here's the reason I picked this up. So I waited until Monday to do the press conference because the legislative session closed on Thursday, and I wanted to make sure that those two bills that were introduced, there were two or three that were introduced, there was two that were introduced, and there was rumors of a third one. And these are bipartisan. These are Republicans and Democrats that want to bring this thing home. And I wanted to make sure that if those bills had a chance to even get heard in committee, so I didn't bring this up until I knew the session had closed. And none of the bills even got a debate. Because of the very things that you and I have just talked about. But, Phil, when I'm out talking to people in the community, whether I'm at the ball field or I'm, you know, at one of these Republican women's groups, or I'm out, you know, in the neighborhoods walking and talking to people, putting up campaign signs, the economy, inflation, people are having to make choices between food, medicine, and now gasoline, thanks to the gas tax, thanks to the increase. And you can blame that on the Russians, and you can blame that on the Biden administration, but 10 cents a gallon, you can squarely hang on our current state legislators.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting too is when in that regard, and I've been harping on that gas tax on this show, and offering up the thought that perhaps we should follow suit with a number of other states, including Georgia, who has chosen to freeze their gas tax collections for a period of time in order to offset the pain at the pump. And yet, just recently, Senator Clyde Chambliss, you know, somebody you and I serve with, who I don't disrespect Clyde at all, but I disagree with him on this one point. He came out last week in an interview, I think it was on Capital Journal and said that he felt like it was considered bad government to freeze a tax like that. What does he mean, bad government? Bad government is when you collect too much revenue. I mean, that's right, where we are right now.
And I agree. I like Clyde. He and I, on 95-98% of things, he and I were in lockstep. He's a good senator, represents his area well. But, and I shared this with Dale Jackson on his show earlier. The only reason they won't freeze it or pause it is because it admits, it's an admission that they shouldn't have done it when they did it or in the way that they did it.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
It calls attention to what they had done themselves. You're exactly right. Hey, I tell you what, Bill, that's a good place for a tactical pause. We've got to take a break in the middle of our discussion here. Can you hang on for just a few minutes and we'll come back and have about five or six more minutes together? All right. Sure, all right, folks, we're with Bill Holtzclaw, state senator for 8 years in representing District 2, running for his old seat against the same guy he beat back in 2010, who was a Democrat then, who's a Republican now. Bill Holtzclaw, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Going right back to the phones right now with my friend Bill Holtzclaw, state senator, Republican for 8 years, ran against Tom Butler when he was a Democrat, when Butler was a Democrat, and won the seat and is now running for his seat again against Tom Butler, who is now a Republican. So there's that. Okay. Bill, so we were talking about tax cuts a moment ago. I've got a piece that was written. I think Justin Bogey from the Policy Institute wrote this back in December, of this past December. It's called Tax Cuts Seem to Be Everywhere Except in Alabama's Future. And he talks about the number of other states. And since then we've seen even more. I don't know if you saw it, but like, 10 days ago, Mississippi, the governor Tate Reeves signed legislation, to begin doing away with their state income tax altogether. Other states are doing this to our left and right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I really feel like, as I've been studying this and I pulled up that article you just mentioned is one of the ones that I have in my file, that I'm researching and looking at what other states are doing and how they're doing it, because we all know, you know, if other states can do it, we can figure out ways to do it. The big linchpin has always been, that if we took the 4% state sales tax off of groceries in Alabama, it creates this $500 to $600 million, maybe more, hole in the education budget. And that's pretty much where everybody's kind of stopped. Now, there was a senator that had a good bill that that was going to move some of that, recover some of that through a income tax, which a change in the income tax and how you can claim the deduction for your federal income tax.
Right, right. And
I don't know if that's the right way to go or not. What I do know is that we need to debate this, and how we debate it is we make it a legislative priority, and we make it a legislative priority by making it our focus of effort, which is where I go back to. Let's get all these stakeholders together and hammer this out prior to going into session, and then you can move forward. I mean, you look at what happened, and agree or disagree with the gas tax, you look at what happened. And the level of effort and making it a focus of effort and getting all the players in the room, all the stakeholders, and hammering that out. Phil, that same model has to be followed so that we can remove a tax. And that's all I'm asking for initially, that we're able to look at that and hammer that out. But I know we're going to be running late on time, and I just want to cover one thing real quick before
what
I forget.
You were talking
about your podcast and how many folks download your podcast or download your episodes. I wanted your listeners to be aware that I started back in March a podcast, and I do one every Thursday. And this Thursday, tomorrow, is going to be about the grocery tax and how I want us to work to take the grocery tax off. The podcast is called Take Five with Bill. It's linked on my website, which is holtzclawforsenate.com. And the podcast is one of the tabs, and you're able to click on it. I've covered why I support the Second Amendment. I've covered why I'm pro-life. I've covered a story about classroom visits when I was previously in the state Senate and visited 52 schools once a year, because that's how many schools I had in my Senate district. Again, the next one that I'm doing for Thursday is I'm recording it this afternoon, is going to be on the grocery tax. And it's a great way for people to just listen to them, to take 5 minutes and listen to, you know, where I come from. I share personal stories and personal examples, especially on my pro-life one. I share my life story, which I know you know a good bit of. So we're getting a great hits on them. Lots of folks are downloading and listening to them. So I just wanted to share that with your listening audience.
No, appreciate it, man. And thank you again for your service. Thank you for your service to the state and the nation. And we're going to stay in touch with the campaign. 42 days to the finish line, bro. Just keep it moving.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your help. Thanks for everything.
All right. That's Bill Holtzclaw, folks, running for the Alabama State Senate District 2, which is going to be in the Huntsville-Madison area. Tom Butler is the current state senator who held that seat for a number of years as a Democrat. Bill beat him in 2010, same year that I got elected. We both left in 2018. Bill has looked at the state of affairs and decided that his version of doing something about it is to go run for his old seat again. And so he's running against Tom Butler again. So it's like a rematch of 2010, except both of them are now listed as Republicans. So there's that on your ballot coming up in about 42 days. So keep your eyes out for candidates and research them. Bill and Butler, Holtzclaw and Butler, you got to look at them, see what you think. Know what the records say. Do you want this one? Do you want that one? And I was going to be honest with you. I do know Bill Holtzclaw personally, obviously. I do know him to be a conservative and principled individual. And I think that it would be worth your time to give that race some solid look because, you know, in a community like ours, having somebody who's conservative and a military background and all of it, that can mean something. So there's that. All right, listen, we're going to go to the break right now. When I come back from this one, I'm still on the first part of the Triple Dipper. Why do we do what we do? I got a few more things in here that I'm going to lay out there for you just to make sure you know some of it's good and some of it is, you know, not so good. But it sort of gives you the background on where Alabama, in a political sense, stands on certain issues and policies. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.